哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear His witness.
昨天晚上我以要思念人生的结局的题目，根据圣经做过见证的。
Last night I have given witness to the topic, the life of man.
那么这个重点呢，就是因为。人生的结局的死亡啊，人都是害怕而不愿意提起的。
The summary to last night's sermon would be, men are afraid of their ending. They do not like to mention about death.
但是圣经倒告诉我们，我们需要常常思念这个问题。这个是活的人。重要的一件事。
But the Bible tells us that as human beings, while we are still alive, we should often meditate this topic.
因为死亡是人免不了的事。
Because death is something we all have to go through.
不是别人的事，有一天一定到我们身上。
Death is not something that happened to others. We are no exceptions.
也不是老人的事，年轻人也会死的。
Neither is death a matter to the old, even young people die.
世上这种例子太多了。
There are in fact many such examples.
所以每一个人呢，都需要思念人生的结局的。
So all of us have to meditate the topic of death.
想到我离开世界的时候，将要到哪儿去呢？
You should think, where would I go if I were to die?
很多人都不知道，所以害怕了。
Many people do not know the answer, therefore they fear death.
甚至圣经告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The Bible tells us that according to the law, everyone has to die, and after death,
不是一死万事休啊，就完了，就没有什么事了。
It doesn't mean that death is the end to all things.
一些想要自杀的人，或是这么想的。
Many people who contemplate suicide often think this way.
我要自杀之后呢？那么一切在这世上的烦恼痛苦、都没有了。
After I die, all my worries and sorrows would end.
岂不知人一生的痛苦还是短暂的。
Little do they know that the pains of life is just short, it's for temporary.
死后的这个永生、永乐，还是永死、永行，这个才是可怕的。
But what comes after death is more fearful, whether it's eternal life or eternal damnation.
因此圣经告诉我们，我们总要思念人生的结局，而为这个结局做准备。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we should meditate death and we should be prepared for death.
那么我们信耶稣基督的人呢，按照他的应许啊，耶稣可以释放我们对死亡的这个惧怕。
For those who believe in Christ, He has promised that He will deliver His believers from death.
甚至我们将来复活之后啊，得到永远的生命啊，我们就可以大声说。
Even when we were raised from the dead, we have received eternal life. We can then claim.
就是说，死啊，你的。你得胜的权势在哪里你的毒钩在哪里
We can proclaim loudly, death, where is thy sting? Death, where is thy victory?
因为我们借着耶稣基督能够得胜 得永远的生命了
It is through Jesus Christ that we have received eternal life.
不再有死亡不再有痛苦不再有流泪的事
We no longer experience death.We no longer experience sufferings, and we no longer shed tears.
那么这个也是我们需要相信耶稣的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons why we believe in Jesus.
为了得救，我们就是需要来相信耶稣。
For the sake of your salvation, you come to believe in Jesus.
也就因此，今天世界上有那么多的人在信耶稣。
And it is for this very same reason why many people around the world believe in Jesus Christ.
很多中国人都误会，那么耶稣是外国人的神？难道我们中国人没有神吗？难道就需要信外国人的神吗？那是错误的观念。
Many Chinese have this misconception that Jesus Christ or rather Christianity is a Western religion and Chinese have their own religions.
因为那种人呢、啊，没有读圣经，不知道神的旨意，也不知道这个宇宙人类怎么来。那神只是我们人类在世上应当做什么事，而离开世界之后到哪去？根本不知道。
It is these people that do not know that Christianity.The origin of Christianity, nor do they know that it is one God who created this universe, and they also do not know where we would go after death.
那么我们中国人所相信的一些神能够指示你这些路吗？
The gods that the Chinese believe, would they be able to point out a path for them?
真的有把握能够、指示你能够得救的道路，那或者还可以。
If the Chinese gods can point a way out for you, then you should believe in them.
但是我们多年的查考追求啊，最后不得不信耶稣了。
But after many years of research, we have finally come to a conclusion that we have to believe in Jesus.
为什么？为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们认识耶稣才是人类唯一的救主。
Because we have concluded that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of mankind.
唯有他才能够救我们进天国。
Only Jesus can bring us to heavenly kingdom.
因为耶稣本身说，我就是道路、真理、生命，没有借着我，没有人能够到天父那里去。
Jesus Christ says that He is the truth, He is the way, and He is the Word. Without through Him, we can go to heavenly kingdom.
而他的门徒也说，除了耶稣以外，别无拯救。
Even Jesus' disciples claim thatno one other than Jesus can give you salvation.
因为天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name in under this heaven that can bring us salvation.
我常常想，孔子能够做我们的救主的话，我们中国人多好啊！
I often thought to myself, if Confucius can be our savior, then how good it is for the Chinese.
我们不必改变什么信仰。
Then there is no need for the Chinese to change the religion.
我们也不必因为信耶稣受人的批评逼迫。
Nor would Chinese believers suffer much persecution for believing in a Western religion.
很可惜，按照我们所知道的，孔子不能做我们的救主。
But according to our research, Confucius cannot be our savior.
因为他说朝闻道，夕死可矣。早晨听到这个天道，我傍晚我死。也可以的，也安心的。
Because Confucius said that in the morning, if you hear the truth from the heaven and die in the evening, then you can go in peace.
因为关于人道啊，孔子认识很清楚，也阐明很清楚，也教训人很多。
And Confucius know much about life, and he taught life to his pupils.
所以他说朝闻道这个道应该是天道，不是人道了。
So the way or the truth that he hears should be the truth of heaven, not the truth of man.
人道他知道得很清楚，但天道不知道，所以他才说朝闻道，夕死可矣啊。
He know the truth of man very well, but he didn't know the truth of heaven. Therefore, he said, if you listen to the truth of heaven in the morning, you can die in peace in the evening.
他本身也不知道我们进天国的道路还在寻找的了，我们能够把他当作救主吗？
Confucius doesn't even know the way to the heavenly kingdom, so can we worship him?
唯有耶稣他说了，没有人借着我，没有人能够到天父那里去。
Jesus claimed that only through him one can enter into heavenly kingdom.
而他的门徒也说，除了耶稣的这个名以外，其他没有名赐下给人类，我们可以靠着他来得救。
Even his disciples claimed that.Only the name of Jesus can give us salvation.
他的门徒，真的认识耶稣的人啊，他们，有些人虽然离开啊，真的认识耶稣是救主的人啊，他说，你有永生之道，我们还要归从谁呢？
Only those disciples who truly know Jesus claim that Jesus is the only one with the way of life, with the truth of life, and Who else should they follow then?
因为唯有耶稣可以赐给我们永远的生命啊，永生之道啊，所以我们不得不信他了。
Jesus is the only one who can give us the way to life. Therefore, we have to believe in him.
我想起初没有一个中国人甘心愿意来信耶稣的。
I'm very sure that in the very early days that there is no one Chinese who would come to believe in Christ willingly.
追求真理的人查来查去，最后才归入耶稣。
Only those who pursue for the truth after much researching would come to Jesus.
或者我们本会的这个许多信徒啊，就是因为生了重病看医生拜佛种种跑偏了，走投无路了，人家介绍他来向耶稣祷告得到医治了，有体验了才来信耶稣的。
Many believers in our church before they converted to Christianity they may have suffered a serious illness, and after exhausting all methods they would come to Jesus, and when they were healed they would then convert to Christianity.
我开始要慕道的时候啊，我都对信徒喜欢问信徒说，你为什么要信耶稣呢？
When I first came to this church, I often asked the members, why do you come to believe in Jesus?
他就说，你不知道我起初是什么病什么病啊，看了医生了，吃了很多药了，都没有办法了，有人介绍我来这里祷告啊，得到医治了。
And many of them replied that I used to be gravely ill and visited many doctors and taken much medication, but to no avail. Therefore, somebody introduced me to come to this church, and after praying, Jesus Christ healed me, and now I am a believer.
So I 才认识他是真神啊，来相信的。
It is only then that I've come to know that Jesus is the true God.
或者有些人呢，来慕道啊，祷告得到圣灵了。
Or there are some who come to study the truth, and when praying, they receive the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙的，这圣灵临到身上，我身体震动起来了。
They claim them strangely when the Holy Spirit came upon me, my body began to shake.
舌头也不知道怎么自然的转动啊，不是我的意思啊。
And my tongue starts rolling by itself.
而且得到这个圣灵之后，种种的行为改变了。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit.I am a changed person.
或者病得到医治了。
Or my illnesses were all gone.
以前愁眉苦脸的得到平安喜乐了。
And I used to frown all days, now I am smiling all the time.
所以我们教会的信徒啊，都是有这种体验，头一代的这个信徒都这种体验才进来的。
And therefore many of the first generation believers have these kind of experiences when they came to believe in our church.
我们去教会没有给人什么配给物资，什么好处给他的。
We have never given food or other charitable goods to other to people.
只有把神的真的恩典让人来体验到。
We have only given to them the truth of God.
所以盼望各位慕道者啊，能够用心来查考。
I hope that all friends tonight could study hard.
因为这个是人生的不可少的最重要的一件事。
Because this is one of the most important matters in life.
即使圣经说，让你赚得全世界啊，赔上你的这个生命有什么益处呢？
Like the Bible said, what would you gain if you have received the whole world but have lost your life?
你生不带来，死不带去啊。
You come into this world empty-handed, and when you leave, you will also go empty-handed.
赔上这个生命，不是这个肉体的生命啊，更重要的永远的这个生命啊。
The life that you lost is not just this physical life, rather it is your eternal life.
你能够享受永生永乐呢，还是想要接受这个永远的苦行呢？
Would you rather enjoy eternal joy, or would you rather suffer eternal condemnation?
人生没有比这个更重要的事。
There is nothing more important than this.
所以愿各位能够认识这一点。
So I hope everyone come to know this point.
因为我们总是有离开这个世界的，结束这个世界生活的一天的。
Because there will be a day when we have to leave this world.
离开之后，这个才是永远的。
And what happened after death is forever.
今生的是最多100年吧，这个也是永久的这个时间来说是不过短暂。
And your life on this world may at the most be 100, but compared to eternity, 100 years is very short.
所以今天晚上跟明天晚上啊，就是两个晚上啊， 要来阐明我们所认识的得救的正路是什么。
And this evening and tomorrow evening, we shall be explaining to you the true path to salvation.
怎么样走才能够走到这个正路进入天国？
How you should walk to walk onto the right path.
那么首先什么叫做得救？
Let's start, what is salvation?
这个有两方面，有今生的得救，将来的得救。
There are two aspects to salvation, salvation of present life or salvation to eternal life.
请看马太福音一章二十一节。
Let us turn to the Gospel, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
马太福音第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
这个是天使啊，告诉这个这个约瑟啊，他的名义上的这个父亲呢、啊，说这个耶稣来到世界的一个使命呢、啊。
Here the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus.
告诉约瑟说他他的这个未婚妻啊啊，将要生一个儿子啊，你要给他起名叫耶稣啊。因他要将自己的百姓啊从罪恶里救出来。
The angel said to Joseph that he should take his fiancée Mary to be his wife, for she is conceived and she will bear a son, and Joseph shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这个是耶稣来到世界的头一个使命。
So this is the first mission of Jesus for coming into the world.
就当我们活着的时候啊，耶稣能够把我们从罪恶里，也可以说从魔鬼的手里啊救出来。
It tells us that while we are still living, Jesus will deliver us from our sins. In other words, Jesus will deliver us from the clasps of Satan.
我们得不到平安呐、啊，就是因为罪恶的缘故。
If we do not receive peace, it is because of sins.
负责带有罪恶的人呢、啊，怎么能够得到平安喜乐呢
？How can a sinful man receive peace and joy？
那么耶稣可以把我们从罪恶里救出来之后，我们没有罪了，我们就平安就喜乐了。
And when Jesus has saved us from our sins, we are no longer sinful, and therefore we can enjoy peace.
所以我们信耶稣的第一个目的啊，在今生可以享受到平安喜乐。
First reason for believing Jesus to enjoy peace and joy in our life.
信耶稣的人可以体验到这种平安喜乐。
Only Christians can truly understand this kind of peace and joy.
还有一个，请看提摩太后书四章十八节。
Let's now turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。啊，耶稣要救我们进天国。啊，这个是他来到世界的第二个目的，这个是更重要的这个目的。
The second mission, the second reason for Jesus to come into the world, and the more important reason is that he will rescue us from every evil.
所以总而言之，我们信耶稣的目的，所以能够信耶稣的目的来得救呢，就在今生能够脱离罪恶，享受平安喜乐。
Therefore, for us to believe in Jesus, we get to enjoy peace in our present life.
第二点就是他能救我们进天国，来享受永远的生命，永远的安息。
The second reason is that he will save us for his heavenly kingdom, and there we shall enjoy eternal peace and eternal life.
耶稣成为救主，就是为了这两，赐给人类这个两个恩典。
The reason for Jesus to become the Savior is for the above two reasons.
而我们信耶稣的目的也是为了得到这个两种恩典。
And the reason for us to believe in Jesus is also to receive these two blessings.
我们再看以赛亚书三十章十五节，旧约圣经以赛亚书
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
15节.
Verse 15.
30章15节.
Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15.
主真神以色列的圣者曾如此说：“你们得救在乎归回安息。”这告诉我们得救的意义是要归回安息啊。
It tells us here that in returning and rest, you shall be saved.
归回到哪去啊？
In returning, where are we returning to?
归回到我们的在天上的父那里去。
In returning, we are returning to our Heavenly Father.
也就是创造宇宙万物的真神那里去。
This Heavenly Father is the true God who created the heavens and the earth.
而回到那里去得到安息，得到平安。
And when we have returned to Him, we shall gain rest.
小孩子离开父母，他就不平安。
When a child leaves his parents, he will not gain peace.
被一些小朋友欺负，他回到他的父母旁边来了，怀里来了，就不怕了，就安息了。
When this child has been bullied by his peers, he would go back to his parents, and there he will find rest.
我们相信这位天上的父成为肉身来的耶稣基督真神，那么我们就可以脱离魔鬼的欺负，在今生能够享受平安。
When we believe in the true God, Jesus Christ, we believe in Jesus Christ, the true God who is manifested in flesh, we shall find peace from Him.
而将来啊。 就不跟魔鬼下地狱，到能够进天国，享受永远生命。
In the future, we will not be condemned to hell with Satan. Rather, we can be with him in the heavenly kingdom.
这个就是所谓得救，这个就是所谓我们信耶稣的目的。
That is what we meant by salvation, and that is the purpose for believing Christianity.
耶稣来到世界的目的。
That is also the reason why Jesus came into the world.
首先，我们应当认识这一点。
The first thing we need to do is come to know this point.
那么如果你喜欢在今生过着平安喜乐的生活，将来能够进到天国享受永远生命、永远的安息的话，你也应当要来信耶稣了。
If you would like to receive peace while living in this world, and you would also like to enjoy eternal peace in the afterlife, then you should come to know Jesus.
当然，我们不盼望你糊里糊涂的来信。
Of course, we do not want you to come without understanding the truth.
能够仔细地查考,
we want you to study carefully.
或者能够自己体验到,
or perhaps you could experience it yourself.
这个不错,
that this is a good
真是这个唯一的得救的道路,
that this truth is indeed the only path to salvation.
那么你们才来相信,
then you can come and believe yourself.
那这样子你们也不会容易离开,
and this way you will also not leave this church.
容易的相信的人呢，就容易离开了。
For those who come to believe too easily, they will also leave this church.
因为他在道理上没有根基。
Because they have not built a foundation in the truth.
所以第一个步骤啊，就是想要悔改，相信耶稣。
The first thing to do is to repent and believe in Jesus.
这是天国路的第一个阶段。
This is the first step towards heavenly kingdom.
请看马可福音第一章十五节。
Let's turn to Gospel Mark.
马可福音第一章十五节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节啊，这个。 做耶稣基督的先锋的这个约翰呢，后来被抓去关在监狱以后呢，那么耶稣本身就在加利利的地方宣传神国的福音。John
the Baptist was a pioneer for Christianity, for Jesus was arrested, and Jesus came into Galilee.
那么耶稣所传的福音是什么呢？他说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信服。”
What did Jesus preach? He said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
神的国近了, 就是我们能够进入神的国的日子近了。
the time is fulfilled. It tells us that the time is near for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
以前这个神的国好像跟人类离得很远。
In the past, the heavenly kingdom seems to be a far way from us.
那么救主耶稣来到世界之后，可以说神的国近了。
And when the Savior Jesus came into the world, we can say that the time is near.
那么神的国近了，怎么样进入神的国呢？
When the kingdom of God is at hand, how do we enter it?
他说，当悔改，信福音。
Jesus said, repent, believe in the gospel.
信福音就信耶稣就是救主。
Believe in the gospel means believe that Jesus is the Savior.
这个是走天国路的第一个阶段。
This is the very first step of heading into the heavenly kingdom.
要悔改，相信耶稣是救主。
Repent and believe that Jesus is the Savior.
人有这个悔改的心，相信的心，这样子才能得到这个救恩。
When we as human beings we repent and we believe in Jesus, that is called a heart of repentance.
再看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's now turn to Acts chapter 20.
二十一节，二十章二十一节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 21.
二十章二十一节，保罗他们呢、啊，当时所传的福音呢，就是对先对犹太人，后来对新印人，证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督，这个是他们所传的福音呢、啊。
The gospel that Paul and his companions preached was one that testifies both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance to God and of faith.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以想要进天国走天国路的第一步啊，我们应当向神悔改，然后信耶稣基督是救主。
The first step we should take is to repent and to believe that Lord Jesus Christ, believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
对悔改的道理啊，或者很多人不喜欢听。
Many people do not like to listen to the truth regarding repentance.
以为我没有什么做错，我为什么要悔改呢
？Most of us believe that we are innocent and we have nothing to repent.
很不高兴听这个道理。
And many people do not like to listen to the truth regarding repentance.
但要传福音，我们不得不说这一点。
But if we want to preach the gospel, we have to mention this.
因为这一点呢、啊，你没有突破。那么你们就没有办法走这个天国路。
If you can't break through this one point, then there is no way that you can continue on this path of salvation.
所以无论高兴不高兴，我们非说不可。
So whether you like it or not, we have to mention this.
那么你相信要真的有悔改了，那么你就有得救的希望了。
And if you believe and you repent, then there is hope for you.In salvation.
我们台湾有一位田川道娘啊，我们信徒大家大概都听过她的名或者认识她啊，还知道她许多的见证。她有特别的恩赐啊，神常常给她异象异梦。
For those of us from Taiwan, you may have heard of Preacher Tian's wife. God has blessed her with many visions.
有一个晚上她做了异梦。
One night she had a dream.
他说有一位天使啊，告诉他你原来就做护士嘛，你进入到这位医生的地方去帮忙他嘛。
The angel said to her that you used to be a nurse. Why don't you go over to this doctor's office?
那么他就听他的话，要进去之后呢，那么他就原来随便的衣服啊，就变成穿白色的这个护士的衣服。
So she went into the doctor's office. The clothes that she wore changed into a white garment.
那么很多病人呢，要来看这位医生。
And many invalids came to this doctor's office.
那么这位医生呢，没有给他看病，先问一句话。
This doctor did not look at the, did not diagnose his patients. The first thing he said, the first thing he did was to ask a question.
这句话就是说。你肯悔改不肯悔改
？The doctor asked, "Are you willing to repent?"
如果说肯悔改，那么就请他坐在旁边，等一下我会给你看病。
So if the answer is affirmative, yes, then he would ask this patient to sit over to one side and he would diagnose the illness later on.
如果他不肯悔改，以为我没有什么错，要悔改什么呢？那就把他拖出去。
And if the patient refused to repent, then this patient would be cast out of the clinic.
啊，不能把他拖出去，不给他看病啊！啊，不久啊，听到哀叫的声音。
Not only would this doctor refuse to diagnose the patient and would cast this patient out, sometime later you would hear this patient scream.
可能被推下这个深坑啊，这个象征地狱的深坑里面去。
Perhaps this patient would have been cast into a pit that signifies hell.
那么天传道娘就知道了，所谓悔改呀。这位医生啊，给人医病的方法呀，就是叫人悔改。
So the preacher's wife then understood that the way this doctor healed his patients would be to ask to admit the sins, and then their illnesses or they themselves would be saved.
请看马太福音九章十二节。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 9 verse 12.
马太福音九章十二节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 12.
九章十二节。
Chapter 9 verse 12.
耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”当然这个是这个常识啊，没有病的人谁要去看医生呢？有病的人才需要去看医生呢。
We know that this is common knowledge that those who are well have no need of a doctor, only those who are ill requires the service of one.
文字表面的意思是这样子啊，但是里面的这个灵异啊，属灵的意思啊，不是这样。
Even though it is written literally the sense, but the spiritual meaning is different.
耶稣在这所说康健的人呢，以为我没有什么罪的人。
Jesus said that those who are well have no need of a physician.
那我没有什么罪，我就用不着医生，就用不着耶稣这位医生了。
So those who are well would deem that they are sinless and therefore they have no need of Jesus.
有病的人就是认为我有罪，我有很多毛病，我没有办法取消。这样子，那么承认自己有病的人。才需要来看这位属灵的医生，耶稣基督。
And those who are sick refers to those who have sinned, and only those people will realize that they need a physician.
圣经有一位叫做保罗，蒙主耶稣选召，后来做了很大的圣工的这个保罗啊，他曾经说
，There is a character, or rather, there is a person in the Bible named Paul, and he had been called by the Lord Jesus by God's mercy. When he said.
他说：“我愿意做的善，我做不来；我所不愿意的恶，我偏偏做出来。”
He once said that the good he wanted to do, he couldn't do it, but the evil that he didn't want to do, he committed it.
他在说：“立志行善由得我啊，行出来却由不得我。”
He said that it is up to him to make up his will to do good, but it is not up to him to do the good.
有些喜欢赌博的人，倾家荡产了、啊。实在是后悔了，想要改呀、啊，还是改不掉的。
There are many people who are addicted to gambling, that they have lost much of their money. They always said that they want to change, but they couldn't.
甚至把指头啊都砍掉了，决心不做了。
There are even some gamblers who go to extreme to cut off their fingers so that they would no longer gamble.
但是，这个赌博的鬼啊，不让他走。
But the gambling spirit, the evil spirit, would not let him go easily.
我们每个人应该有每个人的缺点，想要改。我脾气这么不好，我应该要改，不然得罪很多的人，没有什么朋友。这样励志，我可以励志，但行出来由不得我啊。随随便便不小心就发脾气了。
Many of us may have been determined to change our bad habits, but sometimes it is not up to us to change, because very often we would go back to these bad habits.
我们大概也都有这种体验。
Most of us may have some experience in these things.
那保罗很深痛的这个体验，而很真的想要改呀、啊，改不过来，所以他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？”
And Paul himself had been through this, therefore he said, "Wretched am I, who can deliver me from this woe?"
这个毛病改不掉啊，我将要死掉了，不但肉身的死啊，这个永远的死啊，所以我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
And Paul said, this evil that I want to change, I couldn't, and therefore it would cost me my eternal life. Wretched am I, who can deliver me from my physical body?
后来啊，他得到耶稣的救恩啊，他说感谢神啊，靠着耶稣基督，我能够得胜了。
However, later he came to know Jesus Christ, and he gave thanks to God, saying that through Jesus, he was able to gain victory.
所以耶稣有办法使我们脱离罪的啊这个能力。
And Jesus can give us the strength and the power to leave evil.
所以许多基督徒原来也是大流氓啦、啊，做坏事啦、啊，但是他信耶稣之后能够弃邪归正。
Many Christians used to be gangsters and hooligans, but after converted to Christianity, they can't. They will not go back to the evil ways. They would rather do good.
能够弃恶。行善，这靠着耶稣基督的力量。
And it is because of the strength of Jesus they can forsake their evil ways and to do charitable goods, deeds.
而悔改啊，不是只有口头上的悔改。
To repent is not just to repent, just not just paying lip service.
在行为上的改变。
Rather, it's a change of your character.
所以悔改啊，我把它解释说。痛悔前非，改过自新。
Repentance means you would deeply repent your evil ways, and you will renew to become a new being.
深痛的懊悔以前的错误。
You deeply regret your evil ways.
痛悔前非，这个悔，悔改的悔，然后要改过自新呐、啊，行为上有所改变呐、啊。
And then you would change to be a new person.
这样子才是真的，真的悔改啊
！That is what we call a true repentance.
你就说我口头上我悔改了。
If you're merely paying lip service, saying I will repent,
并不是从心中真正的痛悔啊，前悔啊。
And this repentance does not come out of your heart.
以后的生活也没有改过自新呐、啊。
Nor is that a change in your daily life.
那就是不算悔改了。
Then that is not considered repentance.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们悔改呀、啊，要结出悔改的果子来呀、啊。
The Bible tells us that if we repent, we should bear fruits of repentance.
请看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章的这个第八节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 8.
三章八节。施洗约翰对那些很多人要来接受他洗礼的人说啊，你们要结果子来，以悔改的心相称。你有悔改的心，但是不结出果子来，行善的果子来，那就不算悔改。
Here John the Baptist said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees that. You should bear fruit that befits repentance. If you do not bear fruits of charitable deeds, then you have not truly repent.
有结出行善的果子来，这样才跟你有悔改的心才能相称。
Only when you have bear fruits of charitable deeds that these fruits befits repentance.
你只有这种心，没有这个果子，没有这个行为，那就不相称了。
And when you have the heart of repentance, but you do not have the deeds to show it, then it is not befitting.
所以要信耶稣的人呢、啊、把以前所拜的错误的这些偶像要除掉，哎呀，要除偶像，这个就表示他真正的悔改，要相信的一个表现。
Many people who converted to Christianity to show that they have truly repented, they would get rid of all the idols in their house.
这个是要相信耶稣的人的第一步。
Therefore, this is the first step towards believing in Jesus.
好像那些来看这个属灵的医生的耶稣的人啊，耶稣叫他要先悔改。
It's likened to those patients who have come to the great physician Jesus. The first thing Jesus asks is that you should repent.
然后他才要救他脱离他的罪恶，他的病。
Only when the patients have repented would Jesus save them from their sins.
那么或者借着这个悔改的心呢，那他就会来相信耶稣了。
And it is through repentance that one comes to believe in Jesus.
所以第二步啊，就是要从悔改。 来进入相信耶稣。
The second step is from repentance, you should come to believe in Jesus.
那么为什么需要相信耶稣呢？
Why do we need to believe in Jesus?
首先我们要认识这个耶稣就是天上的这个父亲，创造这个宇宙万物的真神。
The first thing that we should come to know is that Jesus is the Heavenly Father, the true God in heaven who created the heavens and the earth, and it is this God who had manifested in the flesh to come into the world.
神是灵啊，是属灵的存在，用我们的属肉的眼睛看不见的。
God is a spirit, and He is invisible to our naked eyes.
所以很多人没有办法相信啊。
And many people couldn't believe in His existence.
有不少的人说神在哪里啊？你拿来给我看呐、啊，让我摸摸啊。
Many people often said, "Where is God? If He exists, show Him to me and let me see Him, let me touch Him."
我亲眼看到，亲手摸到，我才相信啊。Only
when I have seen it with my own eyes and touched Him with my own hands would I believe.
殊不知圣经告诉我们，真神是属灵的，是灵的。 用肉眼看不见的。
Little do these people know that God is a spirit. He is invisible to our naked eyes.
没有属灵眼光的世人啊，所以需要用肉眼看得见，所以世上做了许多偶像啊，这个佛的像啊，妈祖的像啊，城隍爷的像啊，那这样子哦，这个就是妈祖啦，这个城隍爷啦，啊，这个关公啦，这个什么啦。
And the people of this world who do not have spiritual eyes, they are the ones who would erect idols and altars to worship their gods.
真神怎么能够用人的手来造他呢？
How could you build God with your own hands?
有罪的世人呢，你连进到神临在的地方。 昨天说的这个至圣所，你就不允许了，你进去马上要死掉了，何况啊，能够让人看得见吗？
Last night we mentioned that a sinner cannot enter into the Holy of Holies where God dwells. So how can?
即使你能够造一个像，说这个什么神，其实啊，你比这个你所 我所认为的神还强啊，因为这个神是你造的嘛，你是不是比他强啊
？So how can a man see God? And therefore, if man made God with his own hands, then man is far more powerful than the God he made.
所以我们会堂里面没有什么像。So
in our chapel, you do not see any idols or any statues.
连耶稣的像也没有，玛利亚的像也没有。We
do not have an image of Jesus, nor do we have an image of Mary.
因为2000年前的这个耶稣、玛利亚什么样子，我们都不知道了。能够画真像出来吗？
This is because we do not know what Jesus, nor do we know what Mary looked like 2,000 years ago.
那么即使你能够画出这是真正的耶稣吗？这是真正的玛利亚吗？
So how can you claim that you have painted a portrait of Jesus or a portrait of Mary?
那你可以造很多耶稣、很多玛利亚吗？
If you can claim that, then you can make many portraits of Jesus and Mary.
神就是灵， 所以我们要拜神呢，用灵和诚实来拜他。
God as a spirit, we worship him in spirit and in truth.
用我们的心灵拜他，不是用眼睛来看来拜他。
We worship him using our spirit, not with our eyes.
这个跟世人所拜的偶像不同的地方。
And this is the difference between worshiping Jesus and worshiping the other idols.
而圣经说啊，得救啊，是本于神的恩啊。但是也因着我们人的相信，才能得到这个救恩呢。
The Bible tells us that salvation comes from God, from the grace of God, and it is up to us to believe in Him.
请看以弗所书二章八节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
以弗所书八章二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 8.
二章八节。
Sorry, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
就说你们得救啊，是本乎恩，根据神的恩，神所赐的恩。
By grace you have been saved. This is the grace of God, the grace that God has bestowed upon you.
人没有办法自己来造这个救恩的。
And humans, we cannot make this grace.
这个得救的恩是神赐给人的。
This grace of salvation comes from God. It is a gift of God.
但是你怎么能够得到救恩呢？就是因着信，因着你的信心来领受，这样救恩才能够成为你的。
How do you receive this grace? You have to have faith in God. It is through your faith that this grace can be bestowed upon you.
假如你没有信心来领受，那么救恩还是在神那里啊，不发生在你的身上啊。
If you do not have this faith to receive this grace, then this grace is still with God, and this grace will not come down to you.
所以神的救恩要用我们的信心来领受。
Hence, we need faith to receive this grace of God.
再看希伯来书十一章第六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，这里说人如果没有信心呢、啊，就得不到神的喜悦啦。既然得不到神的喜悦，你怎么能够从神那里领受救恩呢？
Verse 6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please him. If you cannot please God, how can you receive grace from him?
因为到神面前来的人呢、啊，必须信有神。
All who draw close to God must believe that he exists.
因为我们要向神祷告，我们要相信有神啊。
We have to pray to God. We have to believe He exists.
我们是向看不见的神祷告的啊，不是向墙壁祷告的啊。
Because we are praying to a God who is invisible to our eyes. We are not praying to a wall.
而且要相信这位真神呐、啊，能够赏赐我们要寻求他、祈求他的人。
And we must also believe that this is God who rewards those who seek Him.
有这种信心才能够得到、哦、神那里来的一些救恩啊，一些恩典啊。
Only when you have believed in these that you can receive grace and you can receive salvation from God、
所以人非有信心就是得不到、哦、这个救恩的。
Hence without faith you will not receive salvation、
只有悔改不够的、悔改是神要求的条件啊、你要悔改你的罪啊，你才有资格来求，而要有信心来求，这个恩典才能得到。
Repentance is not enough. Repentance is only the first step. You must repent and you must have faith to receive grace and receive salvation.
而这个永远的生命、永生也是借着信心来领受的。
And this gift of eternal life can only be received through faith.
请看约翰福音三章十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 5. The Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章十五节。
Sorry, John chapter 3, verse
15. 叫一切信他的人都得永生，就是说一切能够信耶稣的人啊，能够得到永生。
Says whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
十六节在说，神爱世人呐、啊，甚至将他的独生子耶稣基督啊，赐给我们人类啊，而叫一切信他的人啊，不至灭亡下地狱啊，反得永生。
Verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们要得永生，要来相信耶稣。
To have eternal life, you must believe in Jesus.
所以要相信真神，要相信耶稣。
Hence, we must believe in the true God, we must believe in Jesus.
这个宇宙万物 不是自然有的啊。
This universe, the heavens and the earth, it did not occur naturally.
这个美丽的这个山河啊，不是自然有的啊。
And these beautiful mountains and streams, they do not happen naturally.
那个大海啊，不是自然有的啊。
And the oceans did not occur naturally.
那个高山也不是自然有的啊。
Nor are the mountains occurring naturally.
这个小小的房屋都不是自然有的啊。
Even this small little house,did not occur or did not happen by itself.
你相信这个房屋这个会堂自然有的吗？
Do you believe that this chapel just exists?
因为什么地震了，什么震动了，什么改变就自然生出来的吗？
Do you believe that it is through the movement of the earth crust that made this chapel?
大概没有人会相信吧。
Probably no one would believe you.
一定有建造的人呐。
There must be someone who had built it.
何况有这么大的。宇宙啊
，and hence we don't need to mention about this great universe.
太阳跟地球跟月亮的啊，这个距离呀、啊，或者它的旋转呐、啊，这个会自然有的吗
？Do you think that the distance between Earth and the Sun and the Moon occurred naturally?
如果太阳跟地球的距离呀、啊、稍微近一点，那么。地球上的生物啊，都被热死了，烧死了。
If the distance between the sun and the earth had shortened, then all living organisms on earth would have died of heat.
那么离地球稍微远一点呢，那么人类就会冻死了，生物或者冻死了。
If the distance between the earth and the sun had lengthened, then all living organisms on earth would have died of freezing.
虽然有春夏秋冬的啊这个改变，有冷暖的改变，但是还是能够适合人居住、生物生长的地方。
Even though there are changes of four seasons in this on Earth, these temperatures are still manageable by humans and by the living organisms.
你认为这个人类是自然生下来的吗？
Do you think that human beings exist just by chance?
进化论说这个人类是从猴子啊演变来的。
The theory of evolution states that human beings evolved from apes.
你们相信吗
？Do you believe?
你们愿意以猴子做我们的祖先吗
？Do you think that apes are your ancestors?
用猴子的这个血能够注射在我们人类的。血管里面吗
？Do you think that you can inject the blood of an ape into your own bloodstream？
因为是同样血统的话，应该没有问题啊。
Because if we are of the same ancestors, then that shouldn't be a problem.
但从来没有听过人打这个猴子的血呀、啊。
You have never heard of a blood transfusion of an ape into a human being.
圣经明明告诉我们神人类是神造的。
The Bible tells us that humans are created by God.
所以人类的最先的祖先呢、啊，就是神呐、啊。
Therefore, the very first ancestor of all humans is God.
一直追到最后到哪里啊？神呐、啊，神造的。圣经明明告诉我们。
The Bible tells us that if you were to trace, the human beings all the way back, you would find that.
所以我们拜这位最早的祖先，应该啊，每个人类应该拜的啊。
Therefore, we should all worship our very first ancestor.
所以我们中国人不是拜外国的神呐、啊。
Therefore, we Chinese are not worshiping a Western god.
中国人注重拜祖先呐、啊。
We Chinese emphasize on worshiping ancestors.
其实您可以拜几代啊?
But how many generations can you worship?
最早最高的这位祖先你都不认识啊。
Many Chinese do not even know the very first ancestor.
你都不肯拜了。
And they do not want to worship the very first ancestor.
以后的这个离我们的几代你拜这个有多大用处啊?
So what is the point of worshiping the ancestors a few generations from you?
其实你用什么祭品他能够享受吗?
When you have offered them fruits or food, would they be able to eat it?
我们生病的时候都吃不下了。
And when we are ill, we couldn't eat, we lost our appetite.
何况死了没有气息了或者是肉体都腐烂了你祭拜这些东西他真的能够吃会吃吗
So how would a dead person eat the food that you offer?
如果真的会吃我想你怕的不敢祭他了
And I believe if your dead ancestors were to eat your food offerings I'm sure you'd be too frightened
这个是风俗习惯传下来
All these are just customs that everybody has been following And it's very hard to change these customs.
我们有清楚的头脑，仔细的想，这个是不大合理的事了。
We have a very clear mind, and we can think to ourselves that all these are very illogical.
所以我们应当拜这位造物主。
Therefore, we should worship our Creator.
就是我们这个人类啊，真是很奇妙的神的创造啊。
And it is God who has created us.
两个眼睛啊，两个耳朵啊，两个鼻孔，一个嘴巴。
He has given us two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and a mouth.
两个耳睛不单是要看方便啊，这个深度啊也有关系的。
Two eyes is not just for you to see clearly, but also to give you this perception of depth.
两个耳朵可以听两方面的，甚至后面来的声音呐、啊。
And ears on the either side of your head can allow you to listen to all directions.
甚至于这个眉毛不是没有用的、啊。
And even your eyebrows have a purpose.
流汗的时候不能进到眼睛里面，流到旁边去。
When you perspire, your sweat will not drip into your eyes.
被下雨的时候，那么这个雨水淋湿的时候，雨水不能进到眼睛去，这样流去啊。
And when it rains, the raindrop will not drip into your eyes.
仔细地想一想啊，那么很奇妙的。
If you think about it, it is indeed a miracle.
鼻孔啊是呼吸的啊，这个呼吸啊像烟囱啊，在头顶上不是更好吗？
This two nostrils is for you to breathe. Now, if the nose is like a chimney, shouldn't it be placed on the top of your head?
但是你在照在头上，冬天寒冷的时候，戴帽子啊，戴帽子，可以呼吸吗
？If you have your nostrils on the place on the top of your head in the winter when it's cold and you wear a hat, how can you breathe?
下雨的时候，雨水打进这个鼻孔进去。你受得了吗
And when it rains, the rain will fall into your nostrils. Can you breathe then?
或者眼睛有两个，一个在前面，一个在后面，不是多好啊？后面也看得见啊。
Isn't it good if you have one eye in the front of your face and one eye at the back of your head?
但是你要听前面的指挥还是后面的指挥啊
？If that is the case, then which way would you look, front or back?
你进退两难啊。
You're now in a dilemma.
前面的眼睛说这个有什么东西，你要进前。
The eye in front will tell you to go ahead.
后面的眼睛也叫你要退后。
And the eye at the back will tell you to back up.
仔细的想啊，神的创造真是奇妙的。
You would to think carefully, it is indeed wonderful that God has made us.
那鼻孔刚好在嘴巴的上面。
Your nostrils are situated right on top of your lips.
这个什么作用呢
？What is the purpose?
我们要吃东西的时候，看这个有没有香还是腐烂臭味。要先闻一下才放进口的、
啊。Before we eat, we can smell our food to know whether it's fragrance or whether it is decomposing.
叫鼻孔在上面的话，你要吃臭的东西，你也不知道、啊。
If your nostrils were to place on the top of your head, you would not know what you're eating.
神创造我们人类说，他圣经说是按照他的形象造的、啊，多么奇妙啊
！If you think over this, you would know that it is indeed miraculous that God made us the way we are, and we are made in His image.
从天文地理各方面来仔细想啊，一定有一位造物主。
if you think carefully, whether geologically or astronomically, there is a
reason God made all things.
And there must be someone who made all these things, and we are worshiping this creator.
那么耶稣基督为什么是这一造物主呢?
Why is Jesus Christ the creator?
他是2000年前出生到这个世上来的人呢。
He is a human being born 2000 years ago.
怎么能够相信呢?
How can we believe in a human?
就是我们相信造物主也不容易相信耶稣啊，是造物主啊。
Even if we believe in the Creator, there is no need for us to believe in Jesus.
所以这个还是一个难关，我们要查考啊。
There is another problem where we have to study it.
不是人家说我就随便相信，如果你有这个信心或者也好了，蒙神喜悦了。但是我们普通有头脑子的人呢、啊，不容易那么随便相信的、啊。
And if you think carefully, you will probably not believe in this. Believe that Jesus is the creator.
那这个问题呢，就是圣经告诉我们。
But however, the Bible can give us the solution.
请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。这是说耶稣啊。道啊，原来就是神的话。那么神的话呢，就是代表神呐、啊，所以这道是神呐、啊，那么神成为肉身来到世界的，就是耶稣基督啦，就是他替身的啦，
Here the word refers to the word of God, and the word can also become God, and it is God who came in the flesh, meaning it is that God came as Jesus.
我们看戏的人啊，就可以体会得到这个在京城宫殿里面的皇帝啊，他打扮平民啊，平身呐、啊，来巡回这个民间呐、啊。那么他是打扮。充充满满有恩典有真理，那么我们就可以从他享受这个恩典真理。
And he dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we have beheld his glory.
第一章的第一节，原文第一章第一节。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道啊，最初，没有比他更早的，就是有这个道，就是真神。
It says in the beginning was the Word. This beginning refers to the very beginning.
其实这个道啊，也是指耶稣说的啦。
And this word can also refer to Jesus.
那下面说道与神同在，道就是神呐、啊。
Following it says the word was with God and the word was God.
所以耶稣基督本身就是神呐、啊。
So Jesus Christ was God.
那么这道啊，太初与神同在啊。第三节，万物是借着他造的啦。
And verse 3 says all things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And without him was not anything made that was made.
所以万物是这位天父真神造的，但是成为肉身来的耶稣基督。所以耶稣基督也可以说万物是借着耶稣基督造的。
So all things were made through God, and God became flesh, and therefore we can say that Jesus is also the creator of all things.
我们要查考到耶稣就是这位真神天父成为肉身来的啊，有这种信心的时候啊，我们才会相信耶稣是救主啦。
Only when we have studied that Jesus is the God who had become flesh and when we have faith at this point, and only when you have believed in this way, you would not think that you are worshipping a foreign God. Because God created all human beings, and therefore, He is also our God.
那么成为肉身来到这个世界的呢？那么啊。就是全人类的救主了。
And when he manifested the flesh, and came into the world, he is the savior of all human beings.
你有这个信心呐、啊，才能够领受到明天晚上所要讲的从天上来的真正的救恩。
Only when you have this faith would you be able to understand tomorrow evening's sermon, the salvation that truly came from heaven.
感谢神，我们真耶稣教会啊，就是从神领受了这个真正的救恩，所以我们敢说真耶稣教会成为真的原因，就是在真正的救恩在我们教会里面。
We thank God that in our True Jesus Church we have received a true salvation from the heavens and from God, and therefore we can claim to be the True Jesus Church.
所以，各位如果要要想要进天国享受永生了，要在我们教会领受这个真正的救恩，你才有把握。
If you want to receive salvation, if you want to receive eternal life, you must come to our church to receive this true salvation.
这个不是我们凭口说的。
We are not just saying this.
可以让你们体验得到的。
But you can actually experience it.
你们如果真的体验得到这个真正的救恩，我相信你们也会相信才对的。
I believe if you have experienced this true salvation, then you will believe in Jesus.
因为起初我们不是那么容易来相信耶稣的。
Because we ourselves didn't come to believe in Jesus that easily.
因为我们是查考体验，然后才归信。
We have studied, we have researched, and we have experienced, and therefore we have come to believe in Jesus.
你们还不能相信，你们还没有体验呢。
If you do not believe yet, it's because you haven't experienced.
你们还没有用心查考啊。
And you have not studied it carefully.
当你们真的这个是人生最重要的事情，用心用时间查考，然后神给你有所体验，我相信你也会信不可了。
Only when you have studied carefully and God has given you some experience, then you would also believe in Him.
所以盼望各位明天晚上再来啊，来能够领受这个真正的救恩。
We hope that you can come tomorrow evening to come and receive this true salvation.
至少我们成为真教会、真耶稣教会真的原因，就在明天晚上所要讲的从天上来的真正的救恩，在我们教会里面，所以我们敢说真耶稣教会。
Tomorrow evening, you understand why we name our church the True Jesus Church, because we have received this true salvation from heaven.
我的见证到这里。
I end my witness.